Tanya Courier, very good morning. How are you?
Wow, I love my new intro.
How's that? How cool?
That's super cool. Thank you, guys. How's it?
the things we do for each other, that's how these things work. So, Tanya Courier, how was the week? Tell us how we're feeling about things.
Unbelievable, Howard. I think we're all a little bit punch drunk. It was such a busy news week. I mean, just the past 24 hours alone, I was reading. I couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this WhatsApp group where we keep track of all the big stories so that we don't miss something. And I felt like I was on that group almost 20 out of 24 hours. So a very, very busy week in South Africa's social media and news media. And of course, all focus on the cabinet and the inauguration. The cabinet coming in at 31% of our conversation and the inauguration coming in at 20%. So what do you think? What do you think of the new cabinet?
So my view on it, and of course we discussed it quite a bit yesterday, is that I see this cabinet about being a consolidation of Cyril Ramaphosa's power and authority, which I think is so vital. If he is going to be able to move things forward, he needs to be able to have the strength to be able to do that. And what I see in this cabinet is that that's exactly what he's done. How well people are going to perform or not perform now remains to be seen. And he speaks about KPIs, about setting goals, about them having deliverables, very clear deliverables. If he can run it that way, and he has and the people that he has now chosen finally in place, I think it can be good. Obviously, I don't agree with everything, and I'm concerned about, you know, something here and something there, but that's always going to be the case. Overall, I think the move is right. And he also hasn't listened. He hasn't been bullied into, for example, the Pravin Gordhan thing, whether you agree with it, don't agree with it.
Honestly,
but he just, he's decided what he wanted to do. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, certainly I was bracing myself for far worse news. I must be honest. Mm. I expected there to be the Batsibile Dlamini's back in the room. And I was so happy when I didn't hear, we're calling it on social media, Tabile now. Mm. So bye-bye, Batsibile, bye-bye. So, I mean, that to me was the biggest success story.
Absolutely.
Of the cabinet 2019. But there were some interesting things that came out. I mean, firstly, we had a big focus on Didi Mabuza. Then, of course, David Makura in the Gauteng MEC was also quite a big story as well. But the Barbara Creasy, wow, yeah, how cool is that?
Amazing.
Patricia DeLille? What? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I got into a bit of trouble yesterday because I said I think she's a bit of a cheap date because she'll go she'll literally go with any party. You know what I mean?
When I heard her name, I thought he'd made a mistake.
I also did.
When he had left off the Lady Pandora's name, I thought, oh, he's going back to correct that. It's not Patricia DeLille, it's Patricia somebody. So Brachis here with Auntie Pat in the cabinet lineup or whatever next.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. I don't think anybody saw that one coming.
No, and I think Howard, the EFF are making a lot of noise. I mean, they're the sixth largest story on the charts about their declaration of so-called war.
What is against, that?
I mean, what is that? Who are you going to war against, my friend?
Yeah.
Is it you and Ramaphosa in the ring? What kind of war is this?
And at what point do they start to see that hyperbole and drama and histrionics, actually we don't want it. We just want a country that runs declaration. Of war. Like, grow up.
I mean, grow up. We're not on a playground. Mm. And social media certainly agrees with both our sentiments there. I mean, Malema taking a plunge yesterday or day before yesterday with that particular comment. And people going, oh, come on. You know, like, well, what are you talking about, actually? What kind of war is that? So, the Pravin Gordhan story, nobody's fooled. And that pushes the public protector into third spot. Wow. Various organizations calling for her head. It's so apparent why Julius Malema is so angry with Pravin Gordhan and why he has put his weight behind the public protector. It's VBS.
Absolutely.
The CBS, and full stop.
And of course there was that story this week as well that, that it was shown that VBS funds were used to fund an EFF party. So,
there you go.
So I think that, you know, the EFF need, as brilliant as they've been, I think, until the last short while in their marketing, they are going to need to, they need to sit around a table and work out what messaging they're going to put out going forward. Because I think they're floundering at the moment. And I don't think anybody wants, I don't think anyone feels like it. I think people just...
No, we've just had a hectic election, Howard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the country was on a knife's edge for so many weeks and months even. And now we're done, okay? The country has spoken. We're moving forward. We are very privileged to have had a wholly, you know, safe and free election.
Absolutely.
You know,
incredible.
And many countries can't say that. So let's get to back to business, guys, and stop shouting and let's do some work now. So certainly the EFF, and it's not just Gordhan, it's not just the cabinet. Also, there's Trevor Manuel that is the reason why the EFF have made some big noise today. So they took punches this week, the EFF.
Yeah, as I say, they are going to have to do that. You know, I was in a conversation last night with Mandy Wiener. We spoke at Exclusive Books, and there were a few questions about South Africa and remaining positive. And one of the points that both of us made was, look at where we are today versus where we were 3 months, 6 months, a year ago. And obviously, no one's saying things are perfect, and no one's saying that we don't have a very difficult road still ahead. But we have to look at where we were and where we are. And I think that's very, very important. And if we look at the cabinet, if we look at the whole process, hell, we should be very proud of how this election played out.
You are quite 100% right. It's almost, it's just over a year ago, we were standing on the streets with billboards saying Zuma must fall, you know, and look where we are today. We've got a strong cabinet. Most of the names on there are good names. We've got a president who can actually string a sentence together, which is a great move.
Absolutely.
And we had an election that went by and not, you know, there wasn't a lot of violence. Like we ended up actually putting our name on a ballot. Yeah, there were little things here and there, but at the end of the day, I think we all feel that the elections turned out as they should have turned out. I mean, the country definitely spoke. So let's move forward now. And these stories of war and, you know, and cussing out certain members of the electorate is just, it's just not, there's no place for it right now. We've got to fix at the moment.
Absolutely right. What are the other big stories?
State capture inquiry. My word. Transnet was like just an open,
plundered.
Bank.
Plundered. Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable, Howard, the stories that are coming out of there.
Are we still talking? Do we still talk a lot about that on social media?
I mean, it's the sixth largest story. I still watch it every night for my students. I'm a diehard. I'm like those Game of Thrones people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like one of those people that's been watching The Bold and the Beautiful since it started.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that bad. The actors are much better.
Absolutely. It's true. More authentic.
And then of course the Proteas, like we were all like we had our gusto behind the Proteas, and then the fire wasn't quite lit. So the Proteas come in as the fifth largest story this week, a big focus in sport. Also the AFCON Cup is in there as well. That's number story number nine, is the announcement of the AFCON Cup was made this week. So sport still a big contributor to the charts. And then Eskom, the CEO. Wow, we're looking for a new CEO. They're citing health reasons for the first guy.
Yeah, do you think that's real?
I mean,
exactly. Can you imagine? But apparently he is fainting all over the place.
Oh, really?
I think that is genuine from what I understand. Going back to,
I also think so. I think anybody who takes from the enormity of that cast.
I mean, you take literally the negative energy of the entire country and just put it on your shoulders and now go to work.
Everybody hates you.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. it is so true. Can you imagine? The other thing is, I'm not sure that you've seen the news this morning that Angelo Grisi was attacked last night.
He was indeed. And that particular story contributing to the say capture story, because it all refers back to that.
Oh, so it's already there.
Gunpoint, wasn't it?
Yeah. And some reports saying that they said stop talking. So Nati and I were just imagining how horrible if somebody told us that. Stop talking, Howard. Woof. frightening.
Yeah, you know how I do like we jest, but there's a very strong message in the Greasy story. You know, if you stand up and you are a fully fledged racist and, you're not shy about it. I mean, I heard he got a 2,000 rand fine for his racist remarks. Amazing. You know, so, and that is crazy. That is crazy. Here is someone you could have made, a showcase for how we will not stand for racism in our country. And you get let him off with a 2 grand fine. We just heard how he walked around with millions in his boot. Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, you know, so here's a strong message. Is it, the way you treat people is what comes back to you.
Absolutely. And, no
and Angelo Greasy is suffering from his own hand.
Mm. Oh, there's no doubt. There's absolutely, absolutely no doubt about that. AFCON, was that, did that become a story on social media?
Yeah, it was there was an announcement this week. AFCON certainly made an impact as we brace ourselves for the AFCON Cup. But Bafada in it. I don't know a lot about football, so excuse my ignorance.
All right. Now, we'll have to ask Louis Karpis in a few moments because between Zanati, me and you, Tanya, I think, I think our listeners deserve better. No question about that. So we're going to take a break for joined again, once again, by Tanya Curry. Tanya, what were the stories that didn't make the charts this week?
Well, certainly, Howard. I mean, you mentioned earlier the Benoni story, that couple that was killed in Benoni. What a tragedy. And, what a horrific story that was. So the thing is that South Africa is so desensitized to these types of stories that it makes a little bit of a noise, in the beginning and then it completely disappears. I mean, it's not just this one. Linksfield. I don't know if you heard the story about Linksfield with them pulling out bodies from this house.
Yeah, no, but that turned out, Tanya, that turned out not to be an accurate story. In fact, a few people.
No.
Yeah. So there was. It was initially reported that they found 8 bodies in a house buried under a house in Linksfield, and there's something about it just bothered me a little bit. And I started looking into that story. It turned out that there was indeed a complaint by a neighbour. There was a holiday. There was a lot going on there that wasn't kosher. But then the wife referred to bodies under the house, but they didn't find any. So I don't know what he's still going to be. That is. It's a very strange story, but we don't really know exactly what went on there.
Good heavens. Well, there you go. That's probably why it disappeared as fast as it was there.
Yes.
Another one that I found entertaining this week is, I don't know if you saw the picture of Zuma's feet.
No. We were too busy following. Did you see it? No. We were too.
I didn't.
Zanati and I were too busy following Tito Mboweni's cooking school.
Oh, that was so funny too. That was so funny.
What happened with Zuma's feet?
Likes a couple of drinks, old Tito Mboweni. But Jacob Zuma. Yeah, like I do think so. There's often I look at his timeline, I think, oh, how many wines?
Oh, that's so interesting. Anyway. Well, there was definitely one glass of wine, well prepared, well in advance, and I kept hoping and thinking, I hope it's the same glass of wine. But I think what I want to do is go back to all of the pictures and see if the levels remain the same or if it's been refilled.
It's one of those glasses of wine that never empties.
Exactly.
All know those.
Exactly.
Well, Jacob Zuma and one of his wives, Tebeka Madiba Zuma, posted a picture of her feet with Jacob Zuma's feet in the bed.
But why? And, why?
Because Ubaba is so romantic.
Hashtag love lives here.
Stop it, Zanati. Hashtag love lives here. Oh my word.
But you know, like if you do scroll through the timeline, I do laugh because underneath it she posts, this is all on Instagram, by the way. She posts a picture of the breakfast and how blessed she's feeling, etc. But you should see this breakfast. I mean, the frothy coffee is obvious. It looks like it's come out of Starbucks, you know.
Oh, my word.
You've got cutlery and the decor, and it's on a beautiful tray. And, like, I'm thinking,
they are influencing
us. Baba, you're not so poor.
Yeah, like, exactly. Oh, because he has to...
But you're having frothy coffees and pretty trays laid out for you every morning.
So he doesn't have to sell his socks in order to pay pay for his defense. He says something like that.
He hasn't
got
any socks on.
He could be an influencer.
Yeah, he's an influencer. I mean, you compare that, without being funny, you compare that to Tito Mboweni's photos. They're very modest. Very, very
so
modest.
Kitchen.
Very. I love Tito Mboweni. I'm so glad he stayed. Apparently for another year, according to the media speculation out there. But Howard, I mean, what happened overseas? It's like all the news happened in one day. Well, Theresa May resigned.
It was
like,
unbelievable.
Wow.
So and you know, anybody who follows Israel news as well they couldn't form a government. So at the same time that, you know, I was sitting flipping between watching this announcement of the cabinet here and seeing that the whole Israeli Knesset falling apart. They've just been to the polls and now they've got to go back because they couldn't form a government. And not only that, is the earlier poll, the first polls already released now are indicating that it's going to be the same thing. So are they going to carry on like this in perpetuity? It is a proper
in a time warp. I mean, then you look at South Africa. See, now we can be proud of ourselves. Look at us.
100%.
But the Western world is causing a great faux pas. I mean, 100%. Not only with Israel, but Theresa May. I mean, look at the UK. It's in a state.
The UK is a disaster. Completely
burning himself outside the White House yesterday. Did you see that story?
Yeah. So again, we got into a bit of trouble yesterday because I found that story funny and
I'm
said,
so sorry.
Yeah, I said we're so lit here, you know, that we and on flick, you know what I mean. But what is going on? And then Trump now announcing this morning that until the immigration crisis is solved, he's just increasing all of these tariffs on Mexico. So he's literally decimating trade with China. Mexico now entering into a new tariff war. So I think
Huawei. Crazy.
There's like Huawei. Yes,
Huawei story. The Huawei story is another one. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I think we're actually pretty stable here.
I saw a fantastic meme. It was Google says to Huawei, "I don't want you anymore." And Huawei says nothing. Be like Huawei.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. Another one that that didn't make, there's two here that didn't make the charts. I'm sorry, I meant to mention it earlier. But Bonang got an international social media award.
Yes, Zanati told us about that this morning. That's incredible.
Yes, and then the assault charges were withdrawn against Babes Wodumu. Like, oh man. Like, that story breaks my heart. Really, that story breaks my heart. Those two stories didn't quite make the top 10, but certainly the Queen Bee, I think, will, by the weekend, once that news starts to filter down, will make an impact. And then across the waters, I mean, a Me Too campaigner is in court for doing the same thing herself.
No. We didn't see that. Where's that?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you the story once I find it. And then Assange. What's going on with Assange? That story like keeps growing and then it bubbles over and then it's been put back in its box. But again, Assange also in the news media this week. And I don't even know who the prime minister is, who the new prime minister is of Britain. Do you?
No. Do they have one? I don't think so. Oh no, I think she only leaves office. I think it's the 8th of June.
Yeah.
It's somewhere around there. Yeah. And then, but now obviously everyone's vying for that position. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, very fascinating, fascinating. So just if you thought it was traumatic here in South Africa.
No, we're one of the most stable regions in the world. Time is 7:45, Tanya Curry. Have a fantastic weekend. Are you heading into the last week of Ramadan? Yes. I hope it is going well. I hope it's meaningful. I hope that you're attaining all the levels that you should and just, keep going.
Thank you so much, Howard. I really appreciate it. Have a lovely, lovely weekend and a good rest, everybody. You deserve it.
Thanks, Tanya. Time is 7:45.